Simon & Schuster Audio presents Carson the Magnificent, written by Bill Zamy with Mike Thomas, read by Johnny Heller.
Author's note. If a subject speaks in the present tense, it refers to an original interview conducted by Bill Zamy or Mike Thomas. If a subject speaks in the past tense, it refers to archival material. Prologue. Tiptoeing up the mountain. My decades-long friendship with Bill Zamy, who wrote most of this book, began as a professional partnership. In the fall of 1995, after discovering he'd moved back to Chicago from Los Angeles, I found his address, wrote him a letter, and mailed it with some of my very best, in retrospect very amateurish, freelance clips. I'd been reading his work since high school, in Rolling Stone and then Esquire, and I asked if he'd meet with me sometime to impart his writerly wisdom. To my surprise and delight, he agreed. Not long after we linked up and hit it off, I began helping him streamline and organize transcripts for a memoir he was working on with comedian and former Tonight Show host Jay Leno. Eventually, that morphed into a gig as Bill's first-ever research assistant, legman in crusty journo parlance. Over the next few years, we worked together on an homage to Frank Sinatra and a biography of the late comic provocateur Andy Kaufman, among other collaborations. Every project was different, but with a common thread. Bill's preternatural, repertorial thoroughness. No detail was too small, no source too insignificant. Bill brought that mindset to every endeavor he undertook. But never more so than when, in 2005, he signed the contract to write this book, the culmination of a lifelong fascination with Johnny Carson. South Holland, Illinois, Fall 1973. At 15 years old, William Christopher Zamy, Bill to most, and Billy to some, is already a full-blown Carson fanboy, who holds up in his bedroom, always alone, door locked, most weekday evenings to watch, study, the undisputed lord of late night on a tiny black-and-white television, a recent birthday gift from his parents. I think it was a deep, private connection, recalls Bill's younger sister Betsy, who bore witness to this sacred ritual. He even names his high school newspaper column Monologue.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?